Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello, Joysters, and welcome to this week's edition of Pets Aloud, your favourite show all about pets.
Perfect match. Now welcome the star of our show,
Kevin Newman.
Oh, thank you very much, Oz, for that introduction. I am Kevin. And last week on the show, we looked at our canine candidates on Perfect Match Stage. This week, we're going to be putting the spotlight on our fabulous felines. And of course, they are loving the attention. Now, to help me find your perfect feline match is my co-host today, who knows a thing or two about cats. She is the fundraising team leader at the Lost Dogs Home. Sharon, welcome back to Pets Aloud.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Now, we are going to be hearing about your feline perfect matches, because you have a few felines at home. We're going to be hearing about them throughout the show today. And but you also spend quite a bit of time hanging out at our cat adoption centre at our North Melbourne shelter.
I do. I'm a little bit partial to a visit to the cat's cat house. It's a favourite place to be. Just don't tell Kate how much time I spend hanging around down there. But no, a good place.
Yeah, we definitely won't tell her. So we do have a lot of coming up in the show today. We're going to be talking a bit about cats all throughout the program. So we want to hear from you about yours. So also coming up on Pets Aloud today,
your perfect match could well be out there. Make sure you keep your ears glued onto those speakers today. We're going to tell you about some of our cats that are currently waiting in those adoption pens.
If you're thinking about adopting, but you're not quite sure where to start, we're going to give you the A to Z on what to do before adopting, what to expect when the big day arrives, and how to settle in your newly adopted cat.
Indeed. And if you've been looking at our website and wondered where those profiles and pretty pictures come from, find out a little bit more hearing when Oz caught up with Cass, who goes around photographing our lovely cats and dogs.
Don't forget, if you do miss any of our programs on Pets Aloud, you can podcast them via the Joy website, which is joy.org.au. We've got the news wrap coming right up. We've had a big weekend last weekend of adoptions, and a very special story about a little dog that's moved to the Red Centre.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Time to have a look at the news from this week. Now, Sharon, we had quite a big weekend of adoptions last weekend.
We certainly did, despite the weather not being the friendliest it could have been. The adoption staff were kept extremely busy. There were actually 46 animals found their new homes beginning on World Cat Day.
Which was Friday.
It was the Friday. And on that day alone, we adopted out 8 adult cats and 1 kitten. By the end of the weekend, we had adopted out another 15 cats and 5 kittens. I actually got to see, I think, most of those go. I had a guide group come in for a tour around Saturday morning. We went into the cat adoptions and it was basically full at the time. About an hour or so later, maybe 2 hours later, I was going around with another tour and there was plenty of empty condos, which was very exciting. And so I know they've been kept very, very busy. We also had 17 dogs adopted that weekend as well. And which is really good. So that sometimes we've found weather puts people off, but we've try to make people understand that it's actually good adopting the winter. You can go out exercising with your dogs, but if you do prefer to cuddle up in the warm, then a cat is your perfect companion.
And we are talking about cats all throughout the program today. So we're going to be talking about why you should adopt and what to do when you are adopting if you want to come down this weekend and adopt as well. Now, another news story that we had go up on our website this week at dogshome.com is a story about a gorgeous little papillon named Bella moving to the Red Centre. It's often said that moving house is one of life's most stressful events. Now imagine that you're about to do that with going on a sand change. So you're moving from the city of Melbourne to all the way up to Alice Springs, but also with three dogs in tow. And that's exactly what Michelle and her partner John did with their three dogs. Princess, who's 10 years old, and she's a Jack Russell. Faradin is a 9-year-old Doberman. And Bella is about 2-year-old, and she was adopted from the Lost Dogs Home. She's a lovely little papillon. And Bella has apparently really loved the warmer climate. So she's really come out of her shell. She came into the home a little while ago with a whole bunch of dogs that came in, actually. It was about, I think, 20 to 30 terriers that all came in from the one place. She was a puppy when she came in, so she's still been quite frightened, and she's actually loving the warmer weather up in Alice Springs now. So Michelle is very happy to have updated her, so let us know that she's doing so well up there. So if you have adopted from the Lost Dog Home and you want to let us know your story, you can find us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/lostdogshome, or you can check out our website, dogshome.com, and send us an email or send us your details. We want to hear from you if you've adopted. Now, every week on Pets Aloud, we do like to feature a dog or cat up for adoption.
This week's Pet of the Week.
In our Pet of the Week. And now, of course, this week we are going to be talking about adopting cats throughout the whole program. But first off, we'd like to introduce you to someone who has been waiting at our Echuca shelter for quite some time. So if you're up for a road trip, maybe this weekend is the perfect time to head up to Echuca and meet Sylvie, a gorgeous, she's probably about 1 year and 8 months old. She's a grey and white domestic short hair cross, and she's an independent young cat. She is absolutely beautiful. She loves exploring her surroundings. She loves having a smooch when the time's right and even helping you with your chores, Sharon. She's great around the house, this cat.
Very useful. Could do with one of those.
Yeah. She has a light coloration, so she will need to be sun smart during her life. And she will need to have her ears and nose checked regularly. So we're going to say, look, every 6 months she needs to get her skin checked just to make sure, because she's quite light. And she is at our Echuca shelter in Campasby. That's 520 Mackenzie Road, Echuca. And you can contact that shelter on 03-5480-3005. You can also find her profile on our website at dogshome.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Sharon, our fundraising team leader, all about finding your perfect feline match and the felines that she has in her life. All throughout the program today, we're going to be helping you find your perfect feline match. And we'll have our first perfect feline match candidate very shortly. But Sharon, I want to find out a bit more about you and the cats in your life. You're quite a feline fan, aren't you?
Oh, I am a very big fan of cats. Love them.
Where did your love of cats start?
We've always had cats in our house. That's how I grew up. I don't remember the days without a cat. Apparently it was before I was 18 months old. We had no cat, but I have no memory of that.
You cannot remember it.
No. And, you know, they were just always there, and they were a really happy part of growing up. And one of the first things I did when I moved out of home was first I found the house, and then I had to have the cat or two to pop in the house.
So growing up with cats throughout your whole life, can you remember your first one?
Oh, yeah. I'd never forget him. He was a Seal Point Siamese called Yogi. He was a failed show cat. He had a little scar on his leg, so he couldn't go out to the show world. So my mum ended up with him, and he was a huge character. I used to dress him up in doll's clothes, wheel him out in my pram, and he used to hide behind the door and bite my bottom when I was still in nappies. Thankfully, when I grew out of nappies, he realised that was no longer appropriate. But, yeah, he was the best.
And you've more recently, you've adopted a lovely cat from the Lost Dogs Home. Can you tell us a bit about Abigail?
Absolutely. She's a little cat with a very big character. She's adorable, a little black cat who's fitted in perfectly with all the other friends she has at home. It's just part of the family. She comes out walking with us, so she's quite well known now in the neighbourhood. I take the dogs out for a walk and she follows us around the block, which people find very entertaining.
Now, you've worked at the Lost Dogs Home for, is it 3 years now?
It is.
And it took you 3 years to adopt?
I just didn't have any vacancies before. So it was, and I did adopt a dog just 3 months after starting. So no, I can't really say it took me 3 years.
What was it about Abigail that really drew you into her and that just made you adopt her?
I did want a black cat. I confess that was going to catch my eye, but I was doing a few tours at the time. We had quite a lot of functions on, and I was walking through the cat home, and there was just this little black cat who was just there, just watching very calmly, very quietly, but very intently. And she just really appealed to me. And she wouldn't go away.
No one else wanted her.
No.
Well, she's lucky because obviously she was waiting around just for you.
I think so.
Now, Abigail has fitted in perfectly to your family. Now, you've got quite a few animals. We have talked about your animals on Pet Sci before, but you've got currently 2 dogs, the 3 cats, guinea pigs, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
Plus some small children.
Yeah.
How do you manage it? How do they all fit in so well together?
Well, I guess some of it's about they just have to, but no, they don't. They find their places. They find their special things. You know, one of the dogs sleeps with one of the children. That's just happened. Abigail, in fact, decided that she's actually my husband's cat. She sleeps on his side of the bed only. She screams at him literally for cat treats. They all fit in, and everyone knows that Abigail's in charge. So I think that's the main thing. As long as you remember to do what Abigail says, then everyone's going to get along fine.
What do you absolutely love about having a cat as a member of your family?
Look, they're the best. And I've got cats and dogs. I'm well qualified to say this, but they're just fantastic. They're not demanding.
Except when they're screaming for treats.
Except when they're screaming for treats, of course, yes. But no. They let you have your freedom. They let you do your stuff. They're very independent. They're happy to look after themselves as well. But then when you are with them, they've all got such big, but such different personalities. The entertainment from watching and playing with the cats could just go on for hours. I've had so many cats all my life, and every single one of them has been so different. You never know. You get an idea of the personality, of course, when you're adopting, especially with an adult cat, but you never quite know. So there's a different quirk every day that you find out about them.
Excellent. And as you said before, a house is not a home without a cat.
Indeed, I have that sign on my door.
Now, this week on Pets Lab, we are looking at your perfect feline match and how to find them. Now, you met all of our perfect match candidates this morning. Sharon, would you like to tell us about the lovely Jaguar?
Indeed, I would. I confess I was drawn to him because he's actually looks very like my Abigail, except he's male instead. And he's a larger boy. So he's a big black boy, domestic short hair, about 4.5 years of age, but you know, not really much more than a kitten in my eyes, I have to say. He was fast asleep in the sun when I went to meet him, but he did come out for a play, and as I said, he's a big boy, he liked to play, and he was certainly up for having a cuddle with us. He's beautiful, and his ID number, if that's the top, 971753. He's at our North Melbourne shelter, so do come down for a visit.
You can check out all of our dogs and cats up for adoption on our website at dogshome.com. It is, you know, the perfect time to invite a feline into your family if you've been thinking about it for quite some time. Coming up, we are going to be talking about the kind of things you should think about before adopting a cat. So what kind of things do I need to think about before bringing a cat into my life?
Hi, this is Daryl Summers. We love listening to Pets Aloud every Friday from noon.
Want to be seen and heard at all the big LGBTIQ events across the community now and into 2015? Become a Joy sponsor and have your message heard by potential 300,000 plus Joy listeners every month. We can get you on air and online today. Yes, today. It's easy. Call Mark or Mike in Joy's sponsorship team right now on 1300-JOY-949. Do it now, 1300-569-949. You'd be surprised how little it costs to support the voice of the Joy community and promote your business. 1300-JOY-949. We do like to say Joy a lot, don't we? Joy, 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 joy.
All throughout the program, we're helping you find your perfect feline match.
Indeed. We'd like to make sure you get off on the right foot when starting to make that decision when you're thinking about adopting a cat. Last week on Joy, we were talking about...
Dogs. Adopting a dog.
Exactly. Dogs. And this time it's cats. But it's you've still got to sit down. You've still got to have that discussion with your partner, with your family. What do you need to consider before you come along and start that adoption process?
Absolutely. So one of the first things you could think about is your time, your lifestyle and your work commitments. So you've got to think about, are you looking for a high-energy kitten who you might need to spend a lot of time with, especially to train them to use the litter box, not to destroy your furniture? They're going to be running around a lot, wanting to play a lot, that kind of stuff. Or do you look at adopting an older cat who's going to be much more settled into their lifestyle already? You know, with older cats, often what you see is what you get. They're ready to, you know, snooze away. You know, cats do spend about, oh, what is it, 18 hours a day, Sharon, I think?
18, 20 even. Yeah, plenty.
Plenty hours a day. They're usually a lot more independent than dogs, don't require as much time for exercise and training, but you do still, you know, obviously need to play with them and spend that time with them. Remember that a cat is a commitment, so they can live for sort of 10 to 15, even up to 20 years. We've heard recently of a lot of cats who've been adopted from the shelter. We're getting, you know, notices saying, oh yeah, adopted back in 1993. She's still going strong 21 years later, that kind of thing. If you're traveling frequently for work, you need to make sure that you have someone who's going to be able to look after them, or possibly, you know, if you're boarding them, that kind of thing. Also, other things to consider when you're at home is, you know, is anyone allergic to cats, which is why I don't have a cat at my house. And, you know, if you've got children or you've got other pets as well.
Yeah, and make sure you allow plenty of time for grooming. And if you want to get one of the long-haired ones, leave plenty of time for vacuuming as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to brush them and make sure everything like that. Now, Sharon, another thing that people might not consider when they're thinking about getting a cat is the cost, the ongoing costs.
Indeed. Nothing for nothing, as we all know. So there's a lot to consider. When you get them home, you've got to get them registered with your council. There is a charge for that. These cats will all be coming to you desexed and microchipped, which will keep the registration cost down, which is good. You've got your day-to-day costs of feeding them, of course, and cat litter and grooming materials, worming, defleeing, all very important, as well.
Food.
As your... Yeah, that's kind of good to feed them as well, and yes. And vet fees, of course. So you've got your annual vaccinations, but also you've got to be... what will happen if something does happen, if your cat gets sick, if your cat gets injured? Those vet fees can come up a bit, so make sure you're well sorted out for those as well.
Now, here on Pets Aloud, we don't want to discourage you away from adopting. We just want to make sure that you are fully aware of your responsibilities when you are adopting a cat. Because obviously, yeah, it's a lifetime commitment. 12, 10, 12, 15, 20 years for a cat. You've got to think about that. But also think about, you know, yes, you might be paying for all the stuff, but all the love that they're giving you in return as well.
They're actually very cheap.
Yeah, you can attest to that, Sharon, absolutely.
Indeed.
Now, one thing to also consider is your house suitable for a cat. Now, most cats will be happy with something like an apartment, you know, if they can go out on the balcony, if they can go out in the yard, if you've got a house, that kind of thing. Obviously, there's some cats which prefer to be just inside because they might have light features. Now, Sharon, you've actually had a cat before, had quite light features that you know, needed to sort of stay inside majority of the time.
Indeed. And they can be very happy, especially give them access to a space with a good window that gets good sunlight, and any cat will be a very happy little thing.
Because really, like light cats, white cats can be prone to sunburn, so it is important to check that out. You can also get cat enclosures for outside as well, give them a bit of a cat run so they can still go outside, explore around, not be, you know, sort of getting out in the wildlife, that sort of thing. And just also because there might be other cats around, so if they're a bit territorial, that kind of thing, they might not enjoy living in that space too much. So definitely think about those kind of things. And if you're renting, of course, does your landlord allow you to have cats? Now, each cat is fairly unique, Sharon. How do you go about thinking about what kind of cat you're after?
Yeah, there's a huge choice out there. You know, some people like a breed. Some people are very happy with a Moggy, which is probably about the best breed you're going to find anyway. So, yeah, just think about what do you want from a cat. Are you at home a lot? Do you want a cat that's very energetic and is going to want to play with you and then hang out with the kids for a while as well? If you're going to be out a lot, well, you know, a cat that enjoys sleeping, that doesn't want to play all the time, could be your perfect friend. So, yeah, just make sure it's well thought through. And then, of course, the best thing is when you're coming to adopt a cat, all the staff in the shelter will have spent time with these cats. They can talk to you about their personalities and what their needs are.
So this week on Pets Lab, we are looking at helping you find your perfect feline match. So we have another perfect match candidate for you this week, and it is the lovely Jaffel at our North Melbourne shelter. Now, Jaffel is about 3.5 years old. She's a sweet cat, but she can be quite independent. You know, and that is what Sharon was saying. Some cats can be a bit independent. Look, she loves to be patted, and she loves people fawning over her, giving her attention, but on her terms. So sometimes she will love it. Other times she'll say, no, thank you. I need to go and do something else. I'm not enjoying that right now. And a lot of cats will often tell you that kind of thing. So that's why we recommend that, you know, she's somewhere where she's going to be able to be quite independent. She might have an elevated spot where she can just sort of look around and observe what's going on. She loves sitting out in the sun, that kind of thing. Only thing is, Jaffel needs to be the only cat in her new home. She's not a big fan of other felines. And you're going to find that with some cats. You know, it is absolutely, you've got to consider one of those things is, what other animals do I have at home, and will this animal fit in with the rest of them? So, yeah, definitely think about that. Her ID number is 972207, and she's at our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street. You can find her profile on our website at dogshome.com. Coming up, you might have found that perfect cat that you want, but it is adoption day. What do you do? Sharon, you've obviously adopted quite recently, so we're going to take you through your paces and find out exactly what happened. Got a message in from Brad from Marvellous Melbourne, Sharon. Brad used to cat sit for a friend on a semi-regular basis until, unfortunately, that cat passed away. Realistically, though, he was like the second parent. After that, he was missing having a cat to play with, so he decided to start looking for one of his own. Eventually, he spotted one on the website of a shelter, but it wasn't close to the city. He was actually up in the country, so he had to head over there. We actually hear that quite a lot when people are looking at a website, don't realise that they're actually looking at the country shelter and end up driving out to the shelter anyway.
Yeah, that's good that they could do that. Yeah, road trip's always fun.
Absolutely. Now, once at that shelter, he saw the mog that he'd seen online, but he wasn't very personable, but he actually ended up with his brother instead. So Fritz is very loving, and he soon discovered that he likes to play fetch with his mouse. He greets him every day when he comes home for a pat by rolling on the floor and, you know, getting his belly scratched. If he goes away, he goes to visit the friend that he used to cat sit for and his new cat, and the two get along very well. Thank you, Brad, for messaging in and letting us know your cat adoption story. It's
yes,
great to hear.
It is. Thank you.
So this is the Pets Allowed Feline Perfect Match show, and Sharon and I are helping you find your perfect match. Now, you might have headed on over to the website of the shelter and you found a cat that you are wanting to adopt, and it's time to come down and sort of figure out what's going on. But what happens on adoption day? Now, Sharon, if I've looked online at a shelter and I've seen a cat that I go, okay, I want that one. What do I do?
Well, I would definitely recommend giving us a call and putting that cat on hold. Now, while some of our cats do sadly stay with us for far too long, to run the risk of somebody sneaking in and grabbing that cat before you get there it's just not worth the risk. So give us a call, put the cat on hold. We will hold them for up to 24 hours so that you can make sure you get the opportunity to come and visit.
Now, should I bring everyone down with me? Should I bring all the members of my household and my kids if I have kids? Or?
Oh, absolutely. The more the merrier. If they're going to come and live with you, it's great that they can all get on. Certainly when I adopted Abigail, my husband strangely didn't think we actually needed to have three cats until he met her, and then he realised of course we did. So it's definitely the best way. Make sure that everyone is really committed and has buy-in to the cat that you're looking at.
And what do I need to bring with me on the day for adoption day?
You don't need a lot, but if you do have your own cat carrier, that would be fantastic. Bring that along. We do have boxes that we can provide if you don't, but if you bring yours along. Other than that, just a means of transporting them home again.
And make sure if you do have that, if you are renting, that you have checked with your landlord.
Yes, good
rental
idea.
Rental permission is good as well. And, okay, so is there someone around the adoption centre that can help me out to find out more about the cats?
There is. We have plenty of cat attendants on at all times. If there's not actually anyone in the house at that time, you can pop back to our reception and they will certainly page someone for for you. But usually I find when I pop down to the cat house, on those just rare occasions, of course.
Rarely. Not there that often.
There's always people around. And, you know, sometimes half the trouble I have trouble leaving is because they're so enthusiastic about the cats as well. They want to talk about them. They want to tell you about the cats. So, yeah, they'll definitely be more than happy to talk through with you your options.
And our adoption nurses are there as well to help you learn more about what you need as a cat owner and the kind of things that you need to, you know, feeding them and looking after them, that kind of stuff as well.
That's right. And of course, some of the cats have maybe had some health concerns or have possibly had to undergo some surgery or might have just been de-sexed and still have stitches in. So they'll be able to chat with you what needs to be done to maintain those health.
And obviously, they're all microchipped and identified. So that is something we will take care of as well by transferring it into your name. And what about timing? Should I set aside an hour, half an hour?
Leave yourself an hour. Hopefully it won't take that long, but some days when we're busy, if the adoption nurses are tied up, you might have to wait a little while. So please do give that time. We want to make sure that you've had the opportunity to properly talk through the animal and all their needs.
To ask any questions you might have or anything like that.
Exactly. We don't want anyone going, you know, not feeling they haven't been able to check everything. And also that we're very comfortable that you have got your perfect match.
That's right. Now, another pussycat looking for their perfect match at our North Melbourne shelter is the gorgeous Paris, who you also met this morning, Sharon.
I did. I had a little hangout and play with our long-haired Paris. I can certainly vouch for the fact that he will need a bit of grooming. Now, Paris hasn't even quite hit the year yet, so he's just, in my eyes, he's still a little kitten and very cute. He's very playful now. He hasn't really learned quite how to play yet. He
can play gently.
Yes. So he'll get there. He was I found him actually very personable, but we are very much recommending that he goes to a home without cats or without children just until he learns. Yeah, maybe he'll take them on board later on, but at the moment he just needs to learn his manners a little bit more. So he's a beautiful young thing. He's a long-haired tabby, and instead he loves to hang out and have a play, he's certainly good at catching those toys, and you'll have a fight on your hands to get it back. Bless him.
His ID number is 973195, and you can find him on our website at dogshome.com, along with all the other perfect match candidates that we're introducing you to today. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Cass, who is our resident photographer at the North Melbourne shelter, to talk about how she gets those perfect profiles of the dogs and cats. A little bit left in the show today. Sharon and I have been talking about adopting cats. So some of the best ways to stay in loop with who's who among our adoption candidates is by joining us on our Facebook page. We have regular updates going on up there, as well as profiles regularly updated at dogshome.com. Each profile of our animals up for adoption is accompanied by a photo, and Oz caught up with Cass from our North Melbourne shelter to learn more about how that happens.
So I've just caught our in-house photographer, among many other things, Cass Beattie, as you're about to take some photographs of some new adoption candidates.
I am going to the cat facility to take some photos of the cat and kittens before they go to surgery for de-sexing.
All right, let's go in. Now, have you got a particular cat in mind?
Yeah, the ones that are on the surgery list, I do. And it's a quieter process than with dogs. Cats are very sensitive to the hearing, so we don't use loud noises. That would scare them. So what I try and use is a feather or something very light and dangle it in front of them and see if I can get their attention.
And even where we are at the moment, it is so much quieter. And if we describe to listeners what we're looking at the moment, there are a series of condos we call cat condos.
That's right. Each cat or kitten has their own condo, their own little ensuite bathroom, and it's nice and quiet for them, which is more relaxing. And it's more relaxing.
All right. And there are viewing windows for each of them, and I can currently see a gorgeous-looking cat at the moment.
Yeah, she's a tortoiseshell cat, and she's just sitting on her No, she's not.
She's, oh, she's coming up to say hello.
She's seen us.
She's giving us a bit of a wave.
Yep, she's putting her paw up on the window. But what I do is open the door so I don't get reflections from the glass and try and get her attention and hopefully looking at the camera so I can take a good picture.
Now, she doesn't even have a name at the moment, does she?
No, she'll have a name when she goes up for adoption. I'm sure someone will name her and write a little description about her.
Okay, well, let's meet her.
Okay. Oh, Smoochie. Hey, you going to stay in there?
She really is. She's pushing her head for her pat and she's rubbing up against the door. You ready for a photo?
Oh, let's see if she can look at this little dangly thing that I've got in front of her eyes.
Hey, Puddy. Come on. Puddy, come on, look here.
She actually really worked the camera there a bit.
She did. She's a lot easier than some cats. They just don't want to look. They don't want anything to do with you or anything to do with looking at the camera because I'm using the flash and that can scare them a bit.
Now, she is saying hello with both paws.
She is.
On the window. She really is quite affectionate, isn't she?
She loves a cuddle and a pat and she's asking for us to open up that door and give her another cuddle.
Cass, you've been doing this for a long time at the home and you meet so many cats along the way. What would you say about cats in general?
Oh, that's hard. Sometimes they're very aloof. They don't want to look at you. But other than that, a lot of them are so cuddly. They love to smooch and to have a rub around their head and their neck. They just love that. And they're looking for attention.
And they're all as unique as a button, and that's what you get particularly at a shelter. So anyone in the community can potentially find their match, don't you think?
Absolutely. They are so different in colour, so different in temperament, so diverse in everything that they do.
Well, thanks a lot for allowing us to hang out with you for a couple of minutes.
That's okay.
Throughout the program today, Sharon and I have been helping you to find your perfect feline match. So you've done your research, Sharon, you've gone to one of our shelters you've adopted, but now what do? You go home, take some photos, maybe put on a collar, an ID tag would be a good start.
I think that would be an awesome start. You don't want to start your relationship off with losing your cat. So it's got a microchip, but let's make it that bit safer. Let's pop a collar on and maybe get a nice engraved ID tag as well. And because one of the very first things you'll be doing is going to your local council and registering your cat, you will also get a tag from your council as well, which they should be wearing.
Absolutely.
So, and some cats don't like collars, but you can get safety collars. So do try and keep that collar on and keep their identification easy to come across.
Now, you want to show your cat around the house where their food and water bowls are, where their litter box is. And most cats, when they first come home, will probably try and hide for a little while until they get used to the environment. You were saying about Abigail, she kind of just hid in one room for a few days until she got comfortable.
She did. She decided that my daughter's room was the quietest place, so she popped herself in there. We allowed her for a few days, particularly because there are other animals around. She had a litter tray and food and water in that room just for 2 or 3 days until she was a little bit more comfortable at coming out. She came out by night and slept on the bed and then hid under the bed by day. And then we moved the litter tray back to where we wanted it in the laundry and introduced her to where things were supposed to live.
Excellent. So, yeah, just give your cat that time. Don't force them to interact until they are ready for that. And that includes interacting with other pets, Sharon. You've got quite a few pets in your household.
Exactly.
How did you get them to sort of get along nicely together?
Well, what I do, I mean, I'm lucky we've got a fair bit of space at home. So I didn't actually shut them away from each other because Abigail had found herself a safe spot and she was quite happy to tell the dogs that they weren't welcome to share it, for instance. So I pretty much left them to their own devices and they gradually sort of they tiptoed around each other for a while and gradually got closer. One of the dogs got a bit too close and was told no, that's not appropriate by Abigail, not by me. And they sorted themselves out, worked out their pecking order. It really didn't take long. I reckon all the hissing and evil looks had gone within the week.
Absolutely, and just introducing them slowly, but our cat adoption staff will be able to help you with that. You need to check your local council regulations, I should say, if you're going to have an outdoor cat. Some councils will actually have a curfew on when they're allowed to go outside and when they have to be inside. Most will have to be inside at night. Or you can keep your cat indoors and just make sure they have plenty of stimulation in there. So, they have a scratching pole, they have lots of toys, and ensure that you're organised. So make sure you have a folder with all their information. So their vet stuff, their upcoming vaccinations, their flea worming treatments, microchip paperwork, council registration, that kind of stuff as well. You can find more information on our website at dogshome.com. We'll also be putting up some more information on our Joy program page at joy.org.au.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
Joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
We're going to meet our last perfect match candidate for the week. Sharon, it is the lovely Tiger.
It is, and what a poppet. He actually wasn't what I was expecting. I for some reason, had decided he was a large cat. Maybe that's just the impression I got from the photo, but he's actually a very sweet and rather small little cat. So he's a ginger male. I've been calling him he, you'd hope so. Just a short hair, around about a year and a half old. And he really is a poppet. He's got a really big personality for such a little cat. Loves to just come and hang out with you. Loves a bit of a play and tells you when he's had enough of being cuddled. But I picked him up, got a cuddle from him and said I was very, very taken with him. Can recommend him if you've got a chance to pop down to our North Melbourne shelter to say hello.
So that was Tiger. His ID number is 973637, and the remaining perfect match candidates that we had this week was the lovely Paris, who's the new kid on the block. He's only 11 months old. His ID number was 973195. Jaffel, who's a bit of an independent cat who doesn't like other cats, so she'll need to be the only feline in her new home, so that's 972207. And the lovely black Jaguar at 971753, who's not shy. He's pretty good at coming forward. And Sylvie from our Chuka shelter, who's a country sweetheart, and she was our pet of the week, is our pet of the week, I should say. Her ID number is 969738. She's been at our Chuka shelter for quite some time, so she is looking for a new home. Come to our shelters this weekend and meet your perfect feline match. We've at North Melbourne at 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne, and Echuca, 520 Mackenzie Road in Echuca. You can check out all our adoption candidates online at dogshome.com. Thank you, Sharon, for joining me in the Pets Aloud studio today. It's been a pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for inviting me again.
That's okay. We know how much you love cats, so we thought it'd be a perfect topic for you. Thank you to Oz for producing, Cass for talking to us all about taking photos, and for everyone who wrote in to tell us how much they love cats. This has been Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to walk your dogs and pat your cats.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.